if I get there first, I might say, well, don't worry about it. I'll
wait.
Specifically, I'll wait
for you.
Okay. Say if your father had somebody working for him, a hired man, who just wasn't doing his job, he might say, well, I hate to do it, but it looks like I'm just going to have to
fire him
or get
rid of him.
Okay. And the hired man might come back and say, oh, come on, just give me another
chance.
Okay. Somebody talking about somebody, you might say, well, so-and-so sure has a good sense of
humor.
Right. A person who doesn't really know what's going on, you might say, he doesn't know what's going on. He just, like he does.
X.
Okay. And if a boy left something valuable out on his desk, left the room, and when he got back, it was gone, he might say, all right, who?
Stole.
Or, I had forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
Or, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure
forgot.
Okay. If you want to get in touch with somebody, you sit down and a letter.
Right.
Yeah. Yesterday you
wrote.
And you have.
Written.
Okay. If you go to the trouble of writing, you expect to get an
answer.
Okay. And after you write the letter, you take the envelope and on the front of it, you
write the address.
Okay. You say
address it. Okay. I'm sorry.
A boy who's able to do something unusual, say like, spit 20 feet between his teeth. And you want to know how this came about. He said, well, who tried to do that?
Tom.
Right. What about a child that goes around telling on other children? What would you call him?
Tattletale.
Okay. To you, is there any difference between tattling and gossiping?
Yeah. Seem like tattling, you're telling somebody that's going to let you gonna get in trouble. Mm-hmm. I mean, telling somebody who will get you in trouble.
Yeah.
But gossiping, you're just telling people, I don't know.
Rumors.
Yeah, rumors and junk. Yeah.
Okay.
Tattletale will tell on something you really did.
Mm-hmm.
Gossip, you never can tell.
Okay. Right. So if you have some flowers growing in the yard and you decide you want to brighten up the room a little bit, you might say, well, I think I'll go outside and
clip some flowers.
Okay.
Cut.
All right. Something that a little child plays with, you call that a?
Excuse me, toy.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Plaything.
Okay. Play pretty?
Sure. Play pretty.
All right. All right. If I have something that you need right now, you would tell me to me that.
Bring me that?
Or me that right now.
Give me.
Okay. But I already
have it.
What? I already
gave it.
Okay. And I have.
Given.
All right. Hadn't gone but a block outside before it to rain.
Began.
Mm-hmm. It has.
Begun.
All right. And it might.
Begin.
I mean, if you're in a hurry, you don't just keep walking. You begin to
run.
Yesterday you
ran.
And you have.
Run.
If you don't know where a man is from, you might ask somebody, well, where does old so-and-so from?
Come.
Okay. From. Yesterday he
came.
And he has.
Come.
Right. With your eyes you say you
see.
Yesterday you
saw.
You have.
Seen. Right.
If you're trying to get through a certain street or something, somebody might tell you, well, sorry, but the highway department's got all the machinery out there and they've got the road all
blocked off.
Blocked off, or if they've been digging it up, you say they've got
torn up.
Beg your pardon?
Torn up.
Okay. And say if you've given your girlfriend a bracelet for her birthday and she's just sitting there looking at it, you might say, well, don't just look at it, go ahead and
put it on.
Okay.